As RNZ has been reporting for the past 2 weeks, hospital buildings at Middlemore Hospital are full of rot and dangerous mould. There are also issues with asbestos and raw sewage leaking into the walls. And today we've been reporting problems with the power supply, which is adding to the difficulties facing the South Auckland Hospital that serves thousands of people. The District Health Board says it became aware it had four badly leaking buildings between 2012 and 2013 when National was in power. Simon Bridges is the leader of the National Party and he's in our Wellington studio. Good morning.
Morning, Philippa.
When did you first hear about this?
Oh, look, I couldn't tell you, but obviously I've been listening to what's been on Radio New Zealand in the last, you know, week or so.
Did Jonathan Coleman, the former health minister, give you any briefing about it?
My understanding from Jonathan is that he was aware of the strong push for more capital from the county's Manukau DHB, but not necessarily all of these very specific issues. And obviously what you've had on today about the power supply issues is news to me, and look, I couldn't tell you whether it's news to Jonathan.
I mean, these aren't small issues, are they? They're substantial and extremely important. Wouldn't you have expected Mr. Coleman to tell you a bit more?
Well, he gets what he gets from the DHB. I mean, I think overall, you've got to say, we have, through very tough times, being strong economic managers, we have, through GFC, through earthquakes, continued to raise investment in health to a record level. And that's very important because there are these issues like this that need to be dealt with. You've got, I think, on the other side of it, what was opposition, now government, really raising expectations and expectation of a lot more, significantly more funding into health. Well, my message to them is pretty clear. Show us the money. Let's see it.
You always, the National Government always promotes itself on being a safe pair of hands. Do you think leaving a legacy like this is a safe pair of hands? Can any of it be tracked back to your management of the DHBs?
I think ultimately you've got to say these are specific issues in a DHB that aren't good enough. Totally accept that and that we need to fix. But remember, we didn't have all the choices that this government's blessed with from a very strong legacy from good economic management. We had to get through a GFC, we had to get through earthquakes. We continued to, I think on average, put an extra $888 million a year into health to get it to record levels of investment, but I'm clear this is not good enough. Now we've got a situation where, you know, every month or so, the books seem to show an extra $800 billion. Governments talked it up. Let's see what they do, but be very clear, their priorities have lay elsewhere. $2.8 billion into free fees, which doesn't see an extra student.
If we could just go back to the DHB, though, I mean, Jonathan Coleman wrote a letter to the DHB saying, "I'm pleased to see your DHB is planning a surplus for 2016-17 and the following 3 years." Was there a pressure on DHBs to operate at a surplus so they felt that they couldn't actually come forward and say, look, we've got these major problems, we really need to fix it, in case it impacted on their operating budget?
Well, I think it is important that DHBs are using their money wisely and that there is...
While their buildings are falling down.
There is, well, of course that's not acceptable, but I come back to it. Now we've got a government with choices. They can show us the money. Actually, they've shown their priority lies elsewhere.
Can we just go back,
elsewhere.
Though? You were in charge at that time when Mr. Coleman your government was in charge at that time when Mr. Coleman was writing to the DHB and saying, look, great for the surplus. And we've had the acting CEO say, we felt we were under pressure to actually not mention these things because we needed to be showing a surplus.
Well, be really clear. Our record as economic managers and in delivering more money each and every year to ensure we have a strong health system overall is very clear. We got through some tough times and we've done that. Now we're in actually a relatively blessed period with strong surpluses. It's for this government to look at how they do this. I'd expect that they would. The reality is, though, they've shown they've got other priorities. It goes back, actually, to the controversy.
So would you say the situation...
Well, let me just finish this point. It goes back to the controversy.
I just would like to talk about the legacy you left, though. So you think the situation is acceptable to leave behind. It's a problem, but it's not a major indication of management.
Well, of course it's not acceptable. I've made clear my position, which is Jonathan Coleman understood that there was going to be capital issues that needed to be addressed, and we would have dealt with those, but not some of these specifics. But be very clear, now, today, when the problem needs to be dealt with, this government has other problems. $2.8 billion into free fees, that's two Dunedin hospitals. Yeah, they've got to spend more on infrastructure. I predict they'll find that difficult, actually, with the range of competing issues they've got, given going back to the controversy of the election, of the fiscal, so-called fiscal hole, a lack of contingency there to deal with these issues. So talk is cheap. Show us the money and let's see what happens. Actually, at the moment, we've got a situation in mental health where we put in $100 million for very specific initiatives. They've shelved that. So the health system's not only not going forwards, I'd argue, right now under this government, is going backwards from the strong legacy we left economically and in health generally.
Thank you very much for your time. That's the leader of the National Party, Simon Bridges. Good to talk to you.